Welcome to ITV's Travel Hero podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamb-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. Today we are delighted to welcome Schubert Lu, who's Trip.com's COO, and we're going to talk about Trip Genie, which is the latest offering from Trip.com and can best be described as an AI tool or assistant for intuitive travel planning and booking. So Schubert, welcome.
Thank you, Charlotte. It's an honor to be with you. I'm excited to be part of the show and discuss with you the future of AI.
We are very excited to have you. Thanks for joining us. I think you are probably best placed to tell us a little bit about yourself, your career path, and how you landed at Trip.com, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually started my career as a developer in Silicon Valley. I worked on a number of online tools back in the days when internet was just coming up. This is, again, telling my age here. But over time, I actually migrated and became a product manager in the online space, working on a number of different platforms or CRM and into backend tools, and then migrated to e-commerce for a number of years, working on search engines for commerce and then a number of other related features. Then afterwards, I jumped into a new space, what they call online to offline, which is a new style of commerce where you look at the online traffic but able to bring those traffic down to the actual stores. And we work on that for a number of years and able to get great growth in that space. And then one fine day, I got in touch with Trip.com. Then I realized that all my skills can be reapplied with Trip.com. And it's actually a space that I very much love. I can now call travel is my full-time job. I'm very excited about it. And with my technology background, I'm going to be very honored to talk about AI and Trip Genie with you. And hopefully that will get into some good conversations here.
Yeah, that's a great intro. I am actually excited to hear that you have a developer background. And also what's great for the conversation today is you have been working in other industries. I think we are welcoming that into travel more and more and understanding that it's important for the nuances that we welcome new people with different skill sets into travel. So thank you for that great introduction. Now let's dive in and talk a little bit about Trip Genie. What makes Trip Genie such a game changer to you?
Yeah, Trip Genie is a new innovation of ours, leveraging the whole paradigm of LLMs and generative AI, and be able to use the technology for travel. The main concept here is how can we leverage technology and make travel easier? And that's the main part of it. But more importantly, how can we get all the comprehensive data sets that we have already and be integrated with that new interface, which is very much a chat interface right now. Now, by looking at it, we actually think, yeah, maybe chat is one way to do it. But in Trip Genie, we actually managed to do it both text and voiced and be able to integrate that experience in more seamless ways. So that's one angle we're looking at how we can make that a better experience. And number two is this whole notion of people's excitement around itinerary planning. Now, everybody now have tried ChatGPT or some related engine and have asked a question, help me to plan a 3-day trip to Bangkok, Thailand. And that actually can give you a result that's quite impressive in most cases. But what we found is that from an industry standard, those answers are a little bit slow to come by. Two, they actually are not precise. They are generally overviews of what you can do in that location, but not down to the granularity that we'd like to offer it from a travel industry. And then third, it's quite generic, meaning everybody sort of get a similar answer. It's not really being tailored to our user based on their profile. So what we are managing to do with Trip Genie here is able to change the interface to make it more interactive and be able to do a better, more accurate planning. And on top of it, something more tailored to the user understanding or user profile if we have that data already with us.
It's such a fascinating area to get right.
Sure.
It's primarily this trip planning tool, but I mean, how do you see the AI technology behind this transforming other areas of the travel industry, I would say beyond trip planning. Maybe if you could tell us what you think the impact might be around sort of consumer loyalty programs or personalized marketing. I wonder if Trip.com have plans to explore these areas.
Absolutely, and very much so. I think with the technology, what people see is the user interface part of it, right? But behind it, there's a lot of sophistication that's happening. So first of all, we actually get more input from the user. What you actually notice in these kind of interaction is users tend to ask a more sophisticated question. And the question length is getting much longer, meaning that you are actually giving us more information about who you're traveling with, when you want to get there, and what kind of preference do you have in your question. And it doesn't have to become up in one single question, and it could be multi-round, and the AI be able to comprehend that in that multi-conversation. And with that comes what we call user insights, right? That we actually know more about you than you just going to a search engine, say, from here to here on this day with two people, right? That's very, very limited information. But this interactive way of getting information and give us that insight, in turn, what we can then do is providing something more accurate in terms of results. And hopefully that one can drive what we call conversion. So that's the first step. With the improve of conversion, then we're talking about what you just mentioned, loyalty. Now, what would make a user more loyal? Well, if you provide great service, is when they actually become more attached to your platform. So what we're seeing here is what we have is a all-in-one app, meaning when you book a flight with us, we also have hotel to offer. We also have airport transfers, rental cars, and attraction tickets and what have you. So based on that, we can continue on the journey with you by offering other bookings that will convert to business, which makes sense for us, but in the same time, give you that extra help so that you don't have to jump all over the place and find these information or do these bookings. It will be right in front of you, recommended to you, knowing what you'd be interested in. If traveling with young kids, then yeah, maybe the Harry Potter new attraction in Tokyo will be the thing you want to go. Right, so there are a number of different things that we actually can offer that's traditionally not available. Now, with this personal touch, then we can additionally do additional precise marketing and something more tailored to your need, and maybe on the right price range or right destination, right timing. So there are a lot of possibilities can come into these targeted marketing with the insight that we get from you naturally in this interaction. So that precise data accumulation and analysis allow a platform to be a lot more efficient. It also gives the user a much better experience in return.
I love it. I mean, anything to make that journey smoother is going to be a game changer. And we have been longing for it for a very long time. So really, essentially, it boils down to the fact that you are able to collect very, very insightful data and really use technology to make the most with it, as I understand it. Now, everybody, of course, is talking about AI's generative potential. What, to you and to Trip.com, what makes this topic so exciting?
Yeah, I think we all got excited, right, at the beginning of the year where it came out, or technically late last year where it first came out, right? It caught us all by surprise that, wow, it can do so much, right? That's the very first thing that jumps out. It is so user relevant, right? I wouldn't necessarily say it's super user friendly yet, but it's definitely very relevant. It can help you to do a lot in your daily life. And I mean, frankly, I don't know about you, but I use it literally every day on different tasks I do in terms of business or personal life. So the relevancy is what gets it very, very exciting for us to look at. Then we're looking at what we call the potential, meaning there's so much in our life right now is still very not efficient. So that how can we improve on that efficiency is something that AI would likely bring in. And through the testing of my own, I find I start asking a lot of questions in a single session, meaning that I would ask multiple questions, sometimes have long conversations beyond what I was expecting, right? And at the beginning, I think some of the tools are having 20 question limits. I find myself hitting that limit all the time because I'll keep digging into that the conversation chain and trying to find out more about the topic I was looking at. So I think this conversational touch of it makes it more user-friendly, and you actually find that, yeah, I'm having a real conversation here, understanding about things that I don't know about, and be able to ask further questions about the whys and hows and when it happened. So this actually makes it very exciting for us to work on it. And to be very frank also, travel has been somewhat static for quite a while in terms of the user interface. And we're sure we're creating more offerings, giving you more content. But in terms of how can you help users to find what you need, it hasn't improved significantly in the last, say, 10 years. So what we see is, yeah, AI can definitely be that game changer to some extent, right? Help us to look at things. So just to give you a little bit of data, with the launch of Trip Genie, what we're finding is there are, you know, somewhere around 20% of people, their primary question is about itinerary planning, right? They want to know, yeah, where can I go as a family? And if I go to this place, you, can you plan a trip for me? That is actually the core of their need. But in the past, all they were able to do was figure out, okay, book a hotel, book a flight, and then I have to do everything else myself. So planning travel has been somewhat painful, I would argue, right? And then that's why usually the booking cycle is a lot longer than what people like. But with AI, I think there's a lot of potential that we can streamline it, make it easier, make it more comprehensive, and make it more user interactive so that you can add additional needs or comments to the question and be able to get everything done in a much shorter period of time. So yeah, I think this is very exciting from that angle, and I can't wait to see more iterations of these new products.
Yeah, I'm certainly with you. I also find that once you get into all the different layers of it, your curiosity grows. It's quite playful in a way. Could we maybe just spend a few minutes on talking about sort of the ethical and societal implications here? You might have an opinion on that, and certainly our audience would like to maybe hear a little bit about that as well.
Yeah. I think in general, what we think is there is definitely a notion of every culture or society has their different needs, and we believe AI are able to tailor to that need. For example, there are what we call ethnic travel in our industry, where they have their religious needs when they actually go to a destination. And in terms of that, in the past, that wasn't necessarily being fulfilled by all the general platforms, what we call OTAs. But now with the AI interaction, then we can know that, hey, X percent of users have this needs on diet, on religious needs, and so forth. And maybe in their own circumstances, we can provide better services. We might even have that content. But in the past, there wasn't a dialogue between the platform and the user. But AI allows that to happen, to be able to extract that and be able to identify what do we need to further provide that's otherwise not known. So I think that is a big step up in understanding what that would be. So in short, I think it is a better way to serve our customers with their different ethical needs and other social elements of it. And on top of it, I think there's going to be a notion of, yeah, based on that, what we can do for all the different societies, whether there are different personal preferences or different, you know, cultural preferences, I think we can then tailor those to those societies and providing something more impactful and something will actually convert better and serve them in a way that otherwise cannot be done in the past. Mm.
That's a very, very insightful and thoughtful, actually, as well, if I may add. I think it leads us on to sort of talking a little bit about maybe what do you envision as the next frontier for AI in our industry, in the travel industry. Have you got thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's the million-dollar question that we all want to answer. the way that Trip.com thinks about it, to me, is more around how can we continue to innovate in the space, right? It's really trying to find the latest technology and be able to experiment with them as we move along. I think it's quite important that we need to understand what is possible. And we've been doing that now for two iterations, as you mentioned. We did it with TripGen back in February, March timeframe. Now we came out with our TripGenie version in July. And we are already working on our next version with some of the partners that providing more integrated features out there. Now, I will only want to say there are a lot of nuances here in terms of technology, in terms of providing the right user experience. So rest assured there are more news coming from us. I would love to do another podcast with you maybe in 6 months or so, and we can then dive into those features. But in short, I would say the fact that we're now doing text and voice, the fact that we're doing interactive result sets, right? The fact that you can now export your itinerary to a graphical interface with TripGenie, and the fact that you can even share it with your friend, these are already steps forward that we can anticipate the user needs because we understand their need better. So we continue to innovate in that space. And one more thing to add is, what I believe the language user interface, i.e. the chat interface, can be further enhanced. Sure, it's good to be able to type long sentences and so forth to do it, but it is still like Windows where it first came out, right? It's still a little bit more time consuming to get it done, right? Sometimes you have to provide a lot of background. So can that be a lot easier to do? I think that's what the industry is looking at, is from that to the iPad model of using your finger swipe, it will take a number of generations to get there, right? What would be the better user interaction design is another space that we're looking at to make it a little bit more comprehensive, a little bit more friendly, and a little bit more excitement in terms of how you can interact and the result you can get back. Right, so there's a lot you can potentially do with the space, and we're very excited. We're in the middle of it, and we can't wait to get our next version out when it's ready.
I have a sense you're even at the forefront of it most of the time. Maybe you're being a bit modest. I mean, this is all about the seamless travel experience, isn't it? And you know, we haven't even touched yet on smart pricing and revenue optimization. But all of these things are part of the AI package, as I understand it. And absolutely, I'm not a developer.
And I would also add, right, because the overall environment as a whole is constantly changing. For example, all the weather events that were happening, seeing around us, right? And how can we make that relevant to your travel planning, right? That's highly relevant to users. If there's a typhoon coming, if there is some kind of things happening in the destination, what can I do to change my plan and still don't ruin my holiday, right? There are a lot of things that we can do and make it very contextual. So yeah, there's effort need to be put in, but I think we have a lot of excitement around that the whole travel industry can take advantage of this as a new paradigm so that we can actually serve our customers better.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one. And I think the foundation is laid now. There's no turning back. We can only move forward from here. It would be great to talk a little bit about how Trip.com is positioning itself to, I already used the word, stay at the forefront of innovation. You said you were in the middle of it. It's probably a bit of both. Can you maybe divulge a little bit more around that?
Sure. I think we see ourselves both a travel platform and also a technology company. The way we look at it is AI is changing fundamentally how we do things in this society, right? So we use it internally quite a bit in our corporate functions and trying to make our work more efficient. We're trying to also better understand using AI what our customers want, both from a user searching interface, pre-booking, and also a post-booking customer service point of view. Right, those are the areas we're exploring to understand it. So we're not just looking at a tool like Trip Genie, but it's a comprehensive platform that can leverage the technologies made available to us and be able to offer a better experience for our user. So as a company, we'll continue, we'll offer the best we can and not hesitate to try new things, even though they may not be perfect in the first go. I know other companies are more hesitant. They want to do certain things, but they also want to wait. But we are saying, hey, yeah, let's do an A-B test and let's just launch this and see what user says, because they're always going to be what we call the early adopters, where they're not necessarily afraid of getting imperfect answers, but rather want to actually try things out. So I think we're going to engage with those users first, figure out who they are, what we can offer to them, and do better research with them and say, yeah, where we can take these tools and make them more friendly for them. And hopefully they can then become more loyal to our platform, and we actually can help them to plan their entire trip better. Because right now, many of the platform only do what I call the pre-booking part, right? Then in-journey part of it is largely empty, meaning the user has to do everything, all the homework, all the destination, all the studying, all that by yourself. That doesn't have to be, right? We can be in the mix of it. So that's what I see us getting into, is to cover the journey end to end rather than just one stage of the travel journey.
I like that very much. Well, trying, that's what innovation is all about, right? Even if you fail, you tried, and then you try again, and then you try again, and then suddenly it's a success. So I think you are most definitely—
We'll make our job exciting and also not boring in the same time.
My last question, well, my second last question will be, can you divulge a little bit around what we might expect to see from you next? Is there anything else exciting around the corner that we should look out for?
Not yet. I can't disclose too much, but I am going to say though, give us a couple more months, which is right around October time. Maybe we'll have something new. So yeah, just stay tuned. There are more coming from us.
Thank you, Schubert. Last but not least, will Trip.com be attending ITB China?
Yes, that's a very definite answer is yes, we're definitely going, and maybe there's something new coming from us in that show.
Any specific expectations from you in and around attending ITB China?
Right, that's a great question, and I want to kind of reflect on it, because it's been a hard number of years for the industry, right, as we all can imagine. And I actually personally went to ITB Berlin earlier this year, and I was blown away on how much interaction and engagement there was. So for me, the expectation is in a way threefold. One is what I call rejuvenate, meaning that we're actually coming together, right? We're actually reconnecting and figuring out what we need to kind of learn from each other, because it's been a while, because things has changed. The other part I would say is re-engaging into projects, meaning that we actually have a lot of partners are ready to go, and we need to get into those details with them and figure out what would be the next steps to plan the offerings we have for our users and potentially new phases of user demand that wasn't necessary there. And related to that is what I call reinvent, meaning we can't just stay with our pre-pandemic style of products anymore, right? Because user demand has changed in the last 3 years, whether we like it or not, right? And the demand is different, the focus is different. So the same destination, the same package will no longer move the needle, and we need to figure out what we can do better as an industry. So I think in ITB, we'll be able to connect with all the different players, including the destinations, the suppliers, and maybe even the governments to figure out what we can do better as an industry. So our users are more enticed to travel to the related destination and make their holiday a successful one going forward.
Thanks, Schubert. We hope you have a fantastic ITB China. Thanks also to our audience for listening. You can find more Travel Hero podcasts on ITB's website. And of course, we wish all exhibitors and visitors a fantastic ITB China in Shanghai from September 12th till 14th. There is much excitement about this upcoming event now that Asia on the whole has and is opening up again. Next month, we'll continue our focus on the Asian travel market. We're preparing another major interview with a key player from this region, and we look forward to a thorough update on the state of the travel market and what to expect in the coming years. Till then, stay well and stay tuned.